from the Alan Samuel Studios. This is the John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for Baylor Athletics.
Uh, 14 entrants this year. There were 10 last year, and I believe this is the most, John, since 2022 when they had 18. Wow. So good number going to Eugene, Oregon for next week's NCAA National Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Eugene, Oregon.
The John Morris Show is brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by Alliance Bank Central Texas, by Alan Samuels Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, your friend in the car business, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
And a couple I would think that would be odds-on favorites to come home with a national championship, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Alexis has been, you know, kind of head and shoulders above the field for most of the year in the long jump. I mean, she's jumped over 23 feet this year, obviously broke her own school record, but one of the best collegiate jumps of all time. So, I mean, she's definitely, I would say, the favorite going in.
You're listening to The John Morris Show with the voice of the Bears and 2024 Chris Schenkel Award winner John Morris on the flagship station for Baylor Athletics, ESPN Central Texas.
And then Nathaniel Ezekiel, I think I would put him in almost in that same class. Mm-hmm. He may have had the second fastest, you know, qualifying time out of the West prelims, but he's got by far the number one time in the nation and maybe in the world. I know one of the top times in the world at 47.89 seconds in the 400-meter hurdles. So he's definitely a clear-cut favorite.
Now, from the Alan Samuel Studios, here's the voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris and Aaron Sexton.
That is our good friend, and we hope yours, Jerry Hill, with us in the open, talking NCAA track and field. We'll have an update on all of that visit with Professor Hill coming up later in the hour. Welcome in. Glad you're with us on a Wednesday, a rainy, kind of off and on rainy day here in Central Texas.
Yeah, and expected for the next few days.
I think so, right.
So good chance of rain the next 2 days, and then I don't know what you would consider good, but about 40-50% chance the next couple of days after that. So at the very least, I think it's going to be cloudy and cooler, which I enjoy.
Ooh, definitely cooler. That is for sure.
You know, I went from easily walking 5 miles, and I walk at a really brisk pace. Uh-huh. I try to enjoy it, but I also do it for cardio and to exercise, you know.
Which you need a good pace.
Right. And so I could do 5 miles easily. I could probably do 7 or 8, you know, not think twice about it when the weather's good. Yesterday and the day before, I got 2.5 and 3 miles and barely. I was
really?
Oh, I was going to my car, just looked like somebody had dumped a bucket of water on me. I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's a huge difference.
So a bit rainy, spotty, kind of off and on. I mean, it's not like an all-day thing, but it is overcast. So that's the conditions we find ourselves in today and for most of this week. But again, to me, not a big deal. We're going to get to a point next month or August where, you know, we'd be.
Where are those cloudy days?
Yes. Give us a cloudy day. Give us a little drop of rain.
I love that not only have we not been at 100, but we haven't been super, super close.
No, that's
true. We've been, what, 96-ish, 97 maybe?
Right.
For a couple of hours one day.
For 96,
but, yeah. But it hasn't. It's been a very mild summer so far. I know it's just started, but a Texas summer sometimes starts in April.
Oh yeah, you know, exactly.
Like I know there's been years where the middle of April and it's supposed to be spring and you're walking out and it's like somebody hit you with a hairdryer.
Yeah, and this is closing in on the middle of June.
Yeah,
so.
it's great. I love it.
Yep. So that's what we've got here in Waco. All right, the professor Jerry Hill will join us coming up in a bit. We look forward to that. Fun day today already. We taped a couple of our Sikkim podcasts. If you don't subscribe to those from Baylor Athletics, love to point you in that direction. Really fun to do. And for me, they're really challenging because it's different topics, different sports, coaches, student athletes, administrators, and always fun to do. And today we recorded actually a couple of podcasts back to back that'll be out in the next couple of weeks. One was with Aaron Hunt, who's the general manager for Baylor football.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How about that title?
Right, right.
And we talked and laughed about that. Yeah, when you
Baylor
were playing.
Baylor football's Jerry Jones.
He's the GM. I think he's better than
he's Baylor's,
Jerry
I'm
Jones.
Not gonna, I would not say that about him. I was going to mention another Texas general manager, but.
Oh, yeah.
No. He's not very well liked. But even though he's even less well liked than Jerry Jones, so I won't make that joke.
Wow. So Aaron does a great job in that role, first year as the GM. We talk about all of that. His great career from Denison High School to Texas Tech. He is still the all-time Big 12 sacks leader, 34 sacks in his playing career. Now, Will McDonald, the defensive end from Iowa State tied him with 34, but he's still the all-time record holder, and he is the Texas Tech school record holder. And he's going into the Texas Tech Hall of Fame. It just elected, and he'll go in ceremonies in November.
Nice. And that's an insanely hard job. And it just got harder.
The GM role?
Yes. Yeah. I think, I don't know if it got, yeah, I think it did get
harder. I don't think it got harder. I think now
I don't know.
You know what you're dealing with more.
Yeah, with the numbers, yeah. I don't know. Compliance is going to be really tricky the first few years.
Right.
It's just working out the kinks, I think it's going to be brutal.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're exactly right.
I don't envy the task, so to speak.
No, it's a tough job, and Aaron's a great guy for that. Just really fun guy to visit with. Has his career or his major at Texas Tech was broadcast communications, and he had told me before. He said, "Yeah, I want to be you someday," and I said, "No, you need to shoot higher than that." But I told him, I've told him before, and I told him on the podcast, we need to find a way for you and I to do a broadcast together. And so we'll make that happen at some point. And going into the Texas Tech Hall of Fame, the ceremonies are November 7th and 8th.
Mm-hmm.
It's an open date for Baylor football.
Oh, that Isn't worked that out.
Yeah, I know.
That worked out perfect.
I said they worked it around Baylor's schedule for the Texas Tech Hall of Fame induction.
That's awesome. Well-deserving, too. I didn't know he was still the conference all-time conference leader. That's an amazing stat.
Yeah. So, and a great guy. So that was the first one we recorded. It'll be out in a couple of weeks. The second one was with Kayron Johnson, who's new back to Baylor, played at Baylor, was the head coach at University High School this past season.
Right.
And left that to take the job at Baylor as the director of football relations, basically following the path that David Wetzel had laid out as the liaison, the main contact with Texas high school football coaches. And Kayron seems to be in a great spot there. He seems to be very well prepared to do that. Coached after Baylor at Conley High School, coached at Fulshear, coached at Katy Maid Creek.
Yeah, he's been all
Midway,
over the state. And
Midway.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, with Shane Anderson. And then as the head coach last year at University. So pretty cool there, and get his story. And I'm telling you that just to watch the Sikkim podcast. Subscribe to those if you're not, and you'll hear from those guys coming up in the next few weeks.
Yeah, those really sound cool.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're good. They're great to visit, great to talk to. So the one that comes out tomorrow, I think, is Johnny Harris, the new assistant women's basketball
Of
the new assistant women's basketball coaches. She's got quite a story, you know, with her coaching background and the stops she's made along the way. Was most recently the head coach at Auburn women's basketball.
Yeah.
So Johnny Harris is, watch for that one coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, and both Baylor basketball coaches did the same thing in the offseason. They went out and found associate head coaches that had just amazing resumes, you know, that had been head coaches, assistant coaches, and just a super long list of accomplishments. It should help both programs immensely, and they were already both great.
True. Credit to Nikki and to Scott Drew that, you know, they can get those kind of coaches here to Baylor.
Yeah, and on the men's side, Ron Sanchez, you know, coming from Virginia where he was head coach last year.
Right, so. Right. Great
and
experience.
Just tons of experience, and just not to get off the women's side of it and Coach David, but just a defensive wizard, you know, like – just incredible, his track record of having top five, top 10 defenses as an assistant.
That's what Virginia was known for,
yes.
You know?
11 and 15 years.
Is that right?
Yeah, in the top 10, three or four top five, and a couple of times the top defense in the nation.
Wow.
In his career. Yeah, I mean, it's just like literally one of the best defensive coaches in the country.
Really impressive. Very cool. All right, so those are that's a look at the Sikkim Podcast, a production of Baylor Athletics, and watch for those, download, and subscribe if you would like. All right, Jerry Hill coming up in a bit. Let's take a break. Back with more in just a moment. Alongside Aaron Sexton from the Allen Samuels Studios, thanks to Allen Samuels, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, your friend in the car business.
It's a delicate machine and a substantial investment. That's why you can't afford to ignore your car or truck. And with Valvoline Express Care Waco on Valley Mills, you can be rest assured your car or truck is in good hands. From the quick oil change to brakes, struts, alternators, and all minor repairs, they'll keep your vehicle running in top shape with quick in-and-out service. Locally owned and operated by Paul Sadusky, they'll take care of all makes and models. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 5. Keep your peace of mind with Valvoline Express Care in Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
Whether it's a problem with your debit card or just a simple question, things always seem to come up when your bank is closed. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you have access to a real, live, local person who can resolve issues and answer questions from 6 to 8:30 every morning or from 5 to 10 o'clock every evening. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Need some adventure in your life? Discover the thrill of electric-powered cycling in Central Texas. E-Bike Central is your one-stop shop for e-bikes, trikes, dirt bikes, repairs, and more. They have an extensive collection, plus over 13 bikes under $1,000 to choose from. Their commitment to quality and customer satisfaction makes E-Bike Central the premier destination for all your electric vehicle needs. Located in Temple off South 31st Street and in downtown Waco off University Parks Drive, check them out at ebikecentraltx.com.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Allen Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
Flinging a green and gold worldwide on the web at syntechsportsfan.com.
Okay, so what's the most important part about your house? Nope, it's not that bar or even the man cave. Think about it. The most important thing is your roof. It has to withstand all that Mother Nature can throw your way. So it makes sense to have the best. McAdams & Sons Roofing is your first choice when it comes to protecting your valuable asset. Experienced professionals using only the best materials. So for new construction, re-roofs, repairs, or remodels, for composition and metal roofs, think McAdams & Sons Roofing first. And now McAdams & Sons Roofing are installing seamless gutters. They're insured and an A-plus rating on the BBB. McAdams & Sons Roofing will come out, take a look at your roof, and handle all the insurance process for you. Don't let any fly-by-night company look at your roof. Let a real professional you trust do the work for you. Put McAdams & Sons, over 40 years of experience, to go to work for you all over Central Texas. Check them out online at McAdamsRoofing.com or give them a call at 254-799-2949 because you don't want a kid with your house's lid.
The next time you need service on your garage door, call Precision Garage Door Service. Veteran owned and operated, Precision Garage Door Service will repair all brands. They offer same day service with professionally trained technicians arriving with fully stocked trucks. Phone calls are answered by a live operator 24/7. All major credit cards accepted. And customers receive free service fee with repair. Serving all of Central Texas, Precision Garage Door Service. You can book your appointment online at PrecisionDoorCentralTX.com or call 254-522-9657.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Is your AC running nonstop, but your home still feels like a Texas barbecue pit? Old windows could be the reason. Cracked seals, outdated glass, they let the brutal heat pour in and your cold air pour out unless you upgrade to energy-efficient windows and give your AC a break. Lower your energy bills, boost your comfort, and beat the Texas heat. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas at 254-301-7760. That's 254-301-7760.
7760 for a cooler home now. Lower energy bills and comfort you can feel. Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas. Your home and your wallet will thank you.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Back with us, John Morris Show on a Wednesday alongside Aaron Sexton, brought to you in part by Alliance Bank. At Alliance Bank, you'll find superior service and products to meet your financial needs. Two locations in Waco. They're over there on Bosque Boulevard and on Highway 84. Location in Temple and a location in Georgetown for Alliance Bank, Central Texas. Hey, we talked about this on Monday. I want to remind you about the Blackout Blitz ticket opportunity that is going on right now. It started this morning at 9 a.m. for only 48 hours. So the first game of the season, Baylor versus Auburn, is a night game on Friday, August 29th. And being a night game and being the only game we're assured of being a night game, you know, on the schedule right now, that has been designated as the blackout game, blackout on the Brazos. I hear those of you who say, yeah, but it's going to be so hot, and it will be hot. But again, the overriding factor in designating this game as the blackout was it's a night game, and we know that for sure. It's set for 7 o'clock on Friday, August 29th on Fox Television, and it's the season opener, and the guys love the anthracite uniforms. A lot of reasons for it to be a blackout. I do hear you and understand and feel your pain about wearing black in August. I understand that.
Right.
Yeah. But there are other factors, too.
And it's a night game.
It is a night game. So it'll be...
Some won't be out for long during the game.
That's true. So it'll be right around 100 is what you're saying, being a night game. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. It'll cool off to a crisp 95 for kickoff.
Say all that to say there is a Blackout Blitz ticket opportunity. It began this morning at 9 a.m. You can get single game tickets to that game for the next 48 hours. Now, there aren't single game tickets available for any other game for Baylor football this year, just the first one, the season opener, August 29th against Auburn. And that is available right now, the Blackout Ticket Blitz opportunity, and only lasts for 48 hours. So if you need more tickets, you need tickets for just that particular game, certainly season tickets are still available as well. But the Blackout Blitz ticket opportunity is right now for that season opening game against the Auburn Tigers. What else? NCAA track and field beginning the outdoor championships today in Eugene, Oregon. We'll talk plenty more about that with Jerry Hill coming up next segment. College World Series begins Friday.
Mm-hmm. Is that right? First Friday, and then the next two Saturday.
Have you seen the pictures or posts about Murray State baseball that's in the College World Series? It's like an aerial shot of their field, their home field, and this is in Murray, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
It seats 800.
So a huge stadium, right?
And the head coach, Dan Skirka, he does all the grounds work. He does the mowing. He does all the grounds work.
Oh, wow, one of those schools, yeah. Yes. That's awesome.
But they're in the College World Series.
Yeah, it's pretty great that they made it. They were only the fourth four seed to make it to the College World Series. That's, you know, obviously, people don't know a four seed in the opening round, which is the regionals, you know. It hadn't happened that many times. So it's awesome that they got there. It's awesome that Coastal Carolina is still good and got back. Can't really call them Cinderella. They won a national championship in 2016, and they're pretty consistently there, which is really, really impressive in the age of NIL.
And how many SEC schools are there among the eight? That would be two.
And one of them be in the loser's bracket, which I love, after round one.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Playing each other.
Yes, maybe the best – maybe the best two teams left in the tournament playing each other right off, which I love.
Who did – do you remember who Murray State beat in the Super Regional?
Duke. Beat them 5-4 in the elimination game, got a two-run home run in the eighth, and made it hold.
Wow.
I think their reliever went three full innings to hold the lead.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
that's incredible. A good story. That's a really good story. And the College World Series is just terrific to watch games begin on Friday from Omaha. All right, let's take a break. Jerry Hill joins us when we come back, our good friend, and we hope yours. We'll talk all things Baylor athletics. Big Baylor athletic event coming up this Friday, Aaron. Probably doesn't show up on the calendar, and a lot of people are saying, what? What is it? Well, we'll let Jerry tell us about that big event on Friday for Baylor Athletics. Stay with us. John Morris Show will continue in a moment, brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. She's at 254-495-0338. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, Amanda wants to make your buying or selling experience pleasant and stress-free. She's good at it. She's helped her clients buy or sell over $47 million in volume over the past 2 years. That's a lot. She's born and raised in Waco. She knows this area. She knows this market. You can check out all her new listings on Facebook. That is Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. We're also brought to you by D'Amore Fine Jewelers. D'Amore, you know, at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Gina Kish here. Let us help you get that vehicle, motorhome, or travel trailer ready for your summer travels. Your time is valuable. At Kish Complete Car Care Center, we do it all and at one stop.
Our family wants your family to be safe during your summer travels. Let us help you complete that vehicle checklist so you can enjoy that family vacation comfortably this year. We've been keeping individuals safe, honestly, since 1998. For a complete list of our services, visit CompleteCarCareCenter.com today.
Uninvited guests bugging you at home or your business? Pests can be more than just a nuisance. They can be a real problem. iPest Solutions offers a solution that's effective, environmentally conscious, and guaranteed to bring you peace of mind. iPest Solutions are your local experts in pest control. From residential to commercial spaces, iPest tackles it all. Whether it's ants marching in your kitchen, spiders spinning webs, or rodents sneaking around, iPest has the solution. They even specialize in termite control with eco-friendly, state-of-the-art solutions like Citricon to eliminate colonies. iPest Solutions trained professionals focus on environmentally sound methods of pest control. And the best part? iPest strives for 100% customer satisfaction. That's their guarantee to you. Don't let pests take over your life. It's time to reclaim your space. Visit iPestPros.com to learn more and schedule your free inspection now. iPest Solutions, serving all of Central Texas, including Waco, Hewitt, China Spring, and surrounding cities.
Established in 2007 and independently owned, Alliance Bank Central Texas is committed to helping families and businesses meet their financial goals. From their tellers to their board of directors, they know the importance of superior service and competitive products. Customers have confidence knowing that their financial business is in good hands. Alliance Bank Central Texas, with two Waco locations, also in Temple and Georgetown, and at AllianceBankTexas.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Brazos Landing is the perfect place to host your next family or business special occasion, or perhaps a business luncheon. Whether you're seeking an elegant adult setting or a more family-friendly atmosphere in a climate-controlled deck, the staff at the Brazos Landing can help make sure your special occasion is memory-making. And their impressive, diverse menu has something for every member of your special occasion or luncheon to enjoy. Make your reservation today, where I-35 and the Brazos River meet, the Brazos Landing, Waco.
Listen to the John Moore Show online at syntechsportsfan.com.
Are you ready to break ground on your next commercial construction project? Founded in 1969, Barnett Contracting of Waco is your single source for preparing for your next build. Their services include excavation, utilities, civil engineering, concrete work, paving, and storm drainage. Do business with Central Texas' premier site work contractor, Barnett Contracting, where they strive for successful projects and satisfied clients. Learn more at BarnettContracting.com.
$5,000 in savings on stock 231414. 0% financing for 36 months for well-qualified buyers only. See dealer for details.
Find American quality and value during the red, white, and blue sales tag event at Richard Carr. Drive with both strength and luxury. The GMC Sierra is the best truck on the road. Right now, save $9,000 on a 2025 Sierra. All cars and trucks on the lot are clearly marked with special red, white, and blue savings tags now. Drive home American quality and value during our red, white, and blue sales tag event at Richard Carr GMC.
Richard Carr. They have the truck for you.
Like most of us, Ronnie Weathorn's reflecting on his dad these days.
Who do you turn to for advice? When I needed a plumber, I asked my dad. When I wasn't sure what car to buy, I asked my dad. But one time, I chose my old mechanic, and that didn't turn out so well. Dad looks at me and says, "What did you do that for? I could have told you not to use that guy." So what are you going to do when you need foundation repair? You better ask Dad. And dads, if you want to be the hero, you better say the Foundation Doctor. Only the Foundation Doctor will care for your kid's home the way you do. We never recommend work you don't need, and we offer the best products for the best value. The doctor will never be that guy. Give us a call today at 863-8800 or look us up on the web at ineedthedoctor.com.
You got doors that are sticking or cracks in your walls? The Foundation Doctor will make a house call. Happy Father's Day.
Let's welcome in now, Baylor insider and the pride of Arlington, Jerry Hill. Also a published author and a Baylor Athletics Connect 4 champion, who'd like us to remind you that he was the University of North Texas Journalism News Editorial Student of the Year in 1983. Here's the professor with J-Mo and Aaron.
Did we get it all in? Did we cover everything?
The voice guy's out of breath.
Yeah, he is. That's a lot to get in the intro. Although, Jerry, I was telling Aaron there was something else you said to me earlier that we needed to add.
I have like my own page of stories on BaylorBears.com.
Yeah. Nice. How about that, Aaron?
My own,
featured author.
Featured author.
No, you already say published author.
Yeah.
Featured writer, yeah. BaylorBears.com.
Yeah. Featured writer. Yeah. Yeah.
That might. I think J-Mo has more pages on BaylorBears.com than I do.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not even close.
Okay.
Not even close. Welcome to you. Thanks for being on with us. And again, sports are dwindling. Let's start with this one, though. We will talk track and field, but I told Aaron there is a huge Baylor Athletics Department event coming up on Friday.
Yeah.
And I left that for you to spill the beans there.
And I believe this is third annual.
Is it?
John, if I remember right. Yeah, because the first year would have been summer of 23.
Okay. And that it was hot.
Well, that one was right after I hurt my knee. It was before knee surgery.
Oh, okay.
But I had hurt my knee, so I umpired that year. and then we had last year and then this would be the third one.
Okay.
So.
Well, tell everybody what it is, what you're talking about.
So, yeah, I guess I should tell the event. Third annual Baylor Athletics kickball tournament.
That's right, kickball.
We have a location change this year. We've played it at McLean Stadium, where it is very, very hot in June. And this year we're going to the Allison Indoor and playing all the games in there. So that'll be a lot of fun.
Allison Indoor will never be the same.
Never be the same. John, one year, this will not be the first kickball tournament. I'm sure there's been several more games, but one year when we had our July 4th, the Waco trip versus other people, we had to move indoors and played kickball in there instead of softball. And I think that eliminated some of the guys.
Yeah.
But we at least got a game in. So this will be, there's four teams, divided up, and, I'm one of, six umpires, so three umpiring crews, and I'm with Lauren Spencer, who is, I guess I'm not speaking out of turn. She's made it, very clear that,
she can be bought.
As most professional umpires would say, she can be bought. So, yeah.
Which you jumped on board also.
I did. Yeah. So I guess Umpire Crew 3 can 100% be botched.
Holy cow. That's a great recommendation for this huge event. All right, so we'll report back to everyone about the third annual Baylor Athletics Department kickball event put on by Pauga.
Pauga.
Right?
And I would say, yes, people are our greatest asset.
That's it.
And I would say the favorite, and probably because of several people, but I would say David Kay.
Okay.
The white team is probably the favorite. I mean, they also have Jacob Walker and Eric Rash and several other people, but I think they're probably the team to beat. And thankfully, I'm not umpiring in the first round, you know, and hopefully I don't have to umpire a David Kay game because he can let the umpires have it.
Oh, yeah.
So I gotta be on my P's and Q's for that one. So I have. I did print out the rules, and I'm going to, you know, look through them pretty closely to make sure I'm umpiring the game correctly.
That's good. Safe to say nobody will be more intense in these kickball games than David Kay.
It's not even close.
I think you're right.
He is ultra competitive, and I don't think it matters what you're playing, but David is very competitive, and, he might take a little of his everything out there on the field. So, like I said, I'm hoping I don't even have to umpire a David Kay game.
Yeah, good point. All right, so that's Friday. Coming up on Friday, we'll report back to you Friday afternoon. Track and field going strong. We talked about it in depth last week, but really a good representation. 14 Baylor representatives in the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships beginning today in Eugene, Oregon.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually scheduled to start here pretty soon. I was thinking that was right. The times that are listed on the flash results or the NCAA site, those are Pacific times.
Okay.
So Igor Olaru is the first one up for Baylor in the hammer throw. So it's 1:30 Pacific, so it'll be 3:30 Central. So he's coming up before too long. And I did look, and he's in the second group, John.
Mm-hmm.
He has actually got the worst mark in that second group. But that second group is the best guys. So he's one of the top 12 going in. And when you really think about it, unless somebody just jumps out of there out of group one, he's basically got to beat three guys to get to the final because they take nine to the final.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, I think if he has a good performance, he's got a good chance to be in the final and hopefully score to get the men, you know, started off right. But DeMario Prince is also in the 110-meter hurdles today. And, of course, that Nathaniel Ezekiel guy in the 400 hurdles, he goes in with the number one time. DeMontre Callis in the men's 200. And then finishing out the day will be the 4x4 relay, which will start around 9:30 our time. So full day for the men, five entries, and then nine entries for the women, which they will start tomorrow. So they will have their semifinals on Thursday and finals on Saturday. But the two final events tomorrow are big for the women, could set them up, you know, to really score well with the long jump and the pole vault, having two in each of those, particularly with Alexis Brown, the NCAA indoor long jump champion in the long jump. And then Janae DeGaines is also there. And then Molly Haywood and Tinley Kuhn in the pole vault. So they got a chance for the women to really get off to a good start and do well. And I think John Bryce Cherry, actually, I'll give him credit for this. He looked this up, and I think they're best outdoor finish ever for the women was a 10th. And they've done that three times. So I think they have a good shot at being higher than that because I think they're ranked fourth going in. So if they, you know, perform up to, you know, what their points are expected to be, then I think they'll definitely finish in the top 10 for sure.
Man, that'd be great. I mean, they've got really good, and it's not a stretch either to think that they could do that, you know, with what those who've qualified have done already this year.
Yeah, and that's why Thursday is so important, John, because they do need to get good points out of Alexis Brown in the long jump and certainly Molly Haywood in the pole vault. And like I said, if they can get out to a good start, I was thinking, and this is maybe shooting high, but I was thinking if they could get 20 points out of the field events, they've got a good shot to really finish high, because that obviously gets you off to a great start. And then if you can score some points on the track, particularly with Taria Kelly in the 200, I think she's got a good chance to score there. And then the 4x1, I think, goes in with the third fastest time. So they've got chances to score in those events for sure. But I think the big thing is getting those points out of long jump and pole vault to get you off to a good start.
Okay. And again, we'll remind everyone the format, as it was for the prelims here at the Nationals, right. Men are today, women are tomorrow. Men's finals would be on Friday, and then the women's finals on Saturday.
That's right. Yeah, they just rotate days.
Right.
It used to be a little different, John. I think they would, combine some of the events and have, both of them going. I think this is probably a better format just because, it gives them a day off if they're having to, particularly if they're competing in multiple events. This is a big break for them to be able to have that day off in between.
And I think I'm right. You got the NBA Finals Game 3 coming up tonight. It's on ABC. But I think it's track and field on ESPN. I think on the big ESPN tonight.
Yeah, I do. I think that is right, because I think that was at the end of Josie's preview that the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships will be on ESPN, the big ESPN.
Mm.
So that's great exposure for track. And I think they deserve it at this level. I mean, these are there's a lot of Olympians in this event, including Nathaniel Ezekiel, who made it to the semifinals for Nigeria in the 400-meter hurdles. And I believe Taria Kelly may have gotten to the semifinals as well in the 200. So a lot of Olympians here and future Olympians, I would say, as well. So this will be it's always a great meet. I enjoy being there. I'm not going to be able to go to Eugene this year, but it's a lot of fun, John. It's 4 days of just, it's incredible. And the great thing about it being in Eugene is that town just loves track. Mm-hmm. It really is, Track Town USA, and they know what's going on. It amazes me always when, like, there'll be a field event or something that happens, and maybe a big long jump, and the crowd knows immediately.
Yeah.
So, very knowledgeable fans there in Eugene. So I think it's a great place to have it.
Very good, Track Town USA, no question about it. Jerry Hill with us, Baylor Insider. About our man Johnny Kiefer. Back at it tomorrow in the U.S. Open after he competed in the previous major, the PGA Championship.
Yeah, I mean, what a great year for Johnny, and to be able to play two of the four, majors for the PGA Tour for golf. So amazing that he's getting a chance now to play in the U.S. Open. I did see he tees off at 7:24 on the back nine. So he starts on number 10 tomorrow, and he's playing with an amateur, I believe, but I think they just go off in pairs tomorrow. So he gets an early start, and we'll start on the backside, and we'll follow him. Hopefully he can, make the cut and make a big splash in this one. He's struggled in the last couple of PGA Tour events, but I think he's shown, John, that he can compete with the best. So, he had a top 20 finish last fall in one of the PGA events. So hoping that he, at least can make the cut this week and make a little money on the weekend.
Miami, fun to watch. And coming off the PGA Championship a few weeks ago, I wonder, what do you think? Do you think going through that, the PGA, his first major on the PGA Tour, do you think he might be a little more comfortable this week? Although Johnny strikes me as the guy that is pretty much never not comfortable.
Right. Yeah. I don't think he's in awe of anything.
Yeah.
And just the way that his pro career has started tells you that, I don't think anything really intimidates him. It's just a matter, sometimes it's just a matter of how you match up with the course and things like that. But no, I don't think, who he plays with or the field field that's there. I mean, you're talking about the best in the world. But, you know, honestly, he's one of them now.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know, I don't remember where he is now, but at one point he was top 100 in the world ranking. So, yeah, he deserves to be there and, you know, obviously earned his spot, you know, qualifying for this, you know, having to go through a qualifier to make it to the U.S. Open. He got, I believe he got into the PGA for what he had done, you know, on the other tour before that. I believe that's right, John. Got an exemption of some type. So, but this one he actually had to qualify for, and he made it through a very tough qualifier that included that seven-man playoff to get one spot. So, yeah, I think he'll be ready for it. And like you said, I'm not sure that Johnny is ever intimidated by anything. It's just a matter of, you know, does his game match up with the course and, you know, what kind of day he has. You know, I think, again, you know, going into the PGA, he was coming off some sickness. So, you know, definitely in better shape now. He actually had a good opening round last week in the tournament in Canada, but just struggled. Actually, his struggle was on, I believe it was the opening four or five holes on the second round where he was like five over after the first four holes, and then, you know, played it pretty close to even par or actually was three under over the last how many ever holes. But he, you know, just he was too far back, but he only missed the cut by like two strokes. So he's right there. And again, if he can just kind of put it together this week and not have one of those bad stretches, I think that would be big.
Man, that'll be fun to watch. What time did you say? 7:24 a.m.?
7:24. Okay. I'm trying to remember where the tournament is.
It's Oakmont, Ohio.
Okay, so it should be Central Time, right?
I'm thinking Eastern. I don't know.
Okay, Eastern Time. So maybe if that's Eastern times, then maybe 8:24 our time.
Yeah.
So
you know what? I'm wrong. Oakmont's outside Pittsburgh, isn't it? Aaron, is that
Pennsylvania.
Right?
Yeah, it's
Pennsylvania. Right.
So that will definitely be Eastern.
Right.
So yeah, so probably 8:24 our time. And again, he's starting off on the back nine. So. We'll see how he does.
All right. Very good. That'll be fun to watch. Final thought from you publicly. We haven't had a chance to talk about this, but Mac, with the long interview with us talking about the house settlement and any particular thoughts on your part, finally getting that in place.
Yeah, John, I think that's the big thing is they have, you know, and even talking to some of the coaches since then, I think the big thing was just getting it finalized. You know, they had talked about April 7th being the date, and then it wound up being basically 2 months later. So you were really just waiting and waiting and waiting. And I think, you know, ultimately it wound up, you know, pretty much how they were thinking, but you just wanted it finalized so you could kind of move forward. That was the biggest thing is just now you can move forward. You know, kind of what, but Baylor had done enough in advance. And, you know, that was in talking with Cody Hall, our main business guy. I think in talking to him, they had done enough prep stuff and knowing kind of where they were going to be that I don't think it was, you know, maybe as big of a jolt as it could be for some of the other schools. So, yeah, I think they kind of went into it or Baylor went into it, you know, with a plan, John. And I think that's the big deal is and when you're talking about adding basically taking out $20.5 million, you know, from your with the revenue sharing, you know, that those cuts or that money's got to come from somewhere. Mm-hmm. And Baylor had done, you know, a lot of planning and ahead of time to, you know, to kind of take care of that. So I think that's the biggest deal, John, is just finalizing it, moving forward. I think there's still, you know, some things you're going to have to work out and some, you know, I think there still needs to be, you know, some kind of control. But I guess, you know, even having the guy that's going to be over, what is the, I guess it's the NIL or no, the revenue sharing type stuff. Well, no, it's on the NIL deals. Yeah. They put a maximum or, you know, anything over $600, you have to be approved by this committee. So I think that's good. That's what you had to get under control. I mean, the way it was going, it wasn't sustainable. So I think that was a big deal was getting that under control.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
It's always wonderful to talk to you guys. Thanks, John.
Aaron sending his love through the airwaves.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thanks, Aaron.
I'd say, yeah. Jerry Hill, our good friend, and we hope yours, Baylor Insider, so much more. Always great to visit with him. All right, I went to bed last night, Aaron, and was struck by the fact that I teased something going to a break yesterday and then completely forgot about it, never came back to it. Mm-hmm. Something about the College World Series that's happening this year that has not happened since 1957. Okay. And then we never came back around to it, my fault. So I'm teasing that again. We'll give you that when we come back. So write a note. Make sure we don't blow past that again, okay, when we come back. Okay, we'll do that.
Make sure you don't skip it.
When we return, we've got that and birthdays and more. Stay with us here on ESPN Central Texas.
The next time you need service on your garage door, call Precision Garage Door Service. Veteran owned and operated. Precision Garage Door Service will repair all brands. They offer same day service with professionally trained technicians arriving with fully stocked trucks. Phone calls are answered by a live operator 24/7. All major credit cards accepted. And customers receive free service fee with repair. Serving all of Central Texas. Precision Garage Door Service. You can book your appointment online at PrecisionDoorCentralTX.com or call 254-522-9657.
Hi, my name is Amanda Cunningham. I am a local realtor that has a passion for people and would love to help you buy or sell that perfect home. You deserve to get top dollar for your home. Listing with an experienced agent that specializes in not only promoting your home, but helping you get your home buyer ready is key. I have a team of people around me that make what I do each day possible. If you're searching for that perfect home, your experience should be pleasant and stress-free. Call me today. I want to meet you. 254-495-0338. Google Amanda Cunningham Realtor with Coldwell Banker Apex to find my website, Facebook, and more.
And exceptional experience and extraordinary results. That's what you receive when you hire the attorneys at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James Law Firm. Craig Cherry, Ryan Johnson, Mark Sigmund, and Scott James are trial lawyers with 100 plus years of combined experience, specializing in catastrophic personal injury and product defect cases, as well as business disputes. They have unmatched credentials, real world experience, and a passion to serve your legal needs. The lawyers at Cherry Johnson Sigmund James have obtained substantial settlements and over $2 billion in verdicts for their clients, due in no small part to their integrity and relentless tenacity. They also have knowledge in business, finance, and engineering. Learn more about Cherry Johnson Sigmund James at cjsjlaw.com. Their Waco office is located at 7901 Fish Pond Road, just off Highway 6, Loop 340.
You're listening to ESPN Central Texas, live from the Alan Samuel Studios.
Okay, everyone, check this out from D'Amore Fine Jewelers in Waco. D'Amore Fine Jewelers now has their own diamond growing machine right here in their own super lab. Yes, you've always been able to get a better premier diamond for the best price at D'Amore Fine Jewelers, but now they have their own growing chamber. Yes, they still have Earthmine diamonds and a great selection of those too, but now if you're in the market for a lab-grown diamond, this is a game changer because you can now get them directly from the source. No middleman markup and only the very best high color, high clarity, and high transparency material, so you can get an incredibly beautiful diamond at an amazingly low price. Come by D'Amore Fine Jewelers on Waco Drive just past New Road and talk about your dream diamond that will become a reality. D'Amore Fine Jewelers at DAmorefinejewelers.com.
It's Employee Pricing Plus at Allen Samuels in Waco. For a limited time, you pay what we pay. Whether you're ready for a powerful new Ram, a sporty Dodge, a rugged Jeep, or a sleek, sexy people hauler Chrysler, we've got the inventory and the deals to get you rolling. Experience top-notch service, unbeatable selection, and financing options that fit your lifestyle. Enjoy the hassle-free atmosphere at Allen Samuels.
Come by. Let's be friends.
On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson is your one-stop RV repair shop for trailers, motorhomes, even enclosed trailers. Plus, they can even customize your RV. Their experienced technicians can repair and replace everything from your generator and AC to your slide-out, hot water heater, awnings, and more. Repairing or customizing your RV doesn't come lightly, and when it comes to the job, they get you back on the road again. Call them today. On the road again, Camper Repair in Robinson, just off Robinson Drive.
Since 1952, Graholski Sausage has produced quality homemade smoked meat products and custom processing services. Graholski Sausage is known for their hardwood smoked Polish sausage, but they also carry a variety of smoked meat products, ready-to-eat meats, and hand-cut USDA beef and pork. They also offer custom deer processing using the same craftsmanship that started three generations ago. Family owned and operated, remember Graholski Sausage, 116 South Main Street in Bremon, and at GraholskiSausage.com.
Oh, sad news, Aaron.
Yeah, the second day in a row where we've had a rock legend pass.
Yes, Brian Wilson, the co-founding members of the Beach Boys, has passed away at the age of 82, announced today. Sly Stone, we told you
yesterday.
I believe
he was 82 as well.
He was. That's what Chad Schrotel told us.
Wow.
So 82 years old, Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys. We found that music as the rejoin and going through the options. There are a lot of good songs
they had
could have used.
So many hits. They're so underrated, man. Yeah. They were great.
Yeah. So, sad news there, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys passing away at the age of 84. All right, before we forget what we teased, here it is. This year's College World Series, which begins on Friday, the World Series field features eight teams, none of which were there last year. No repeat teams from last year to this year.
And that hasn't happened.
Since 1957.
That's a long time.
How about that? Yeah.
That's
isn't that
great,
wild?
Though. It really is. I love it.
So eight schools there this year.
The parody of NIL.
I think you're right. Yep. Some new schools that are there. Fresh blood, if you will. The World Series begins on Friday at 1 o'clock our time. Arizona out of the Big 12 playing Coastal Carolina. That is 1 o'clock on ESPN. 6 o'clock Friday, Louisville versus Oregon State. On Saturday, Murray State versus UCLA at 1 and LSU versus Arkansas at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Those are the eight that are there for the College World Series beginning on Friday in Omaha. All right, let's share some birthdays with you before we get out of here today, 11th day of June, and it's Jeremy Otter's birthday. Jeremy worked with us for a long time. His dad and I, Paul Otter, worked together at KWTX-TV, then Jeremy was there, and then Jeremy was at Baylor also in Baylor Vision. So Jeremy Otter's birthday today. He is now at the University of Florida doing their SEC network and broadcast production. So, happy birthday across the miles to Jeremy Otter. Joni Roth Mullen, high school classmate, if you will. It's Joni's birthday, and I think she still lives in Danville. Ivan Shelburne's birthday, I think he was a year ahead of me, his birthday up in Danville. Ellen Derrick's birthday is today. Who else do we have? Hang on. Oh, it's Ryan Smith's birthday today. Ryan is the oldest son of Steve and Melinda Smith, Case's brother, Case's older brother. Ryan is the player personnel director for Auburn football. Hmm. How about that? Hmm. Coming to Waco for the season opener.
Yep.
Wear black, Ryan. Wear black.
At McLean Stadium.
But happy birthday to Ryan Smith, former Midway quarterback and baseball standout. Max Garner's birthday today, former Baylor pitcher, and that is the list I have for June 11th. Aaron, how about you?
Got a blockbuster list today. We'll start with Cowboys offensive tackle Tyler Guyton. He is 24. Basketball Hall of Famer Maya Moore, four-time WNBA champion, six-time All-Star, five-time first team, two-time NCAA champion, and the NCAA play, what is it? Oh, MOP.
Most outstanding
player. I just blanked on it. Yeah. I didn't write it out because I knew it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was the most outstanding player in 2011. Two-time Naismith winner is the best player in women's college basketball. Maya Moore is 36. Shia LaBeouf, best known for being in the Transformer movies, but also Fury and lots of other movies. Is 39. Another Basketball Hall of Famer, Diana Taurasi. Her list of accomplishments would take up a full hour, but 3 national championships, 3 WNBA titles, 2 Naismith National Players of the Year, 2 tourney most outstanding players in the NCAA tournament, 11-time All-Star, 10-time first-team WNBA, and 5-time scoring champ. Diana Taurasi with quite the resume. That doesn't even include, you know, European and Russian basketball, where that's another 20 minutes worth.
So Maya Moore and Diana Taurasi, both same birthday.
Born today, both UConn alums, both Basketball Hall of Famers. Taurasi is 43. Former Cowboy safety Brock Marion is 55, 2-time Super Bowl champ, and a 3-time Pro Bowler, twice with the Cowboys and once after he left as a free agent to sign with the Miami Dolphins. And last but not least, happy birthday to the great Joe Montana. Obviously a Hall of Famer, 8-time Pro Bowler, 4-time Super Bowl winner. He was a Super Bowl MVP 3 times, 2-time NFL MVP, and just tons and tons of other awards and accolades, obviously. One of the best to ever do it. Joe Montana, 69 years old.
How about that? That's good. That is a good list. Happy birthday to those folks. Let me add the anniversary today for Vicky and Jerry Pate down in Belton. Great friends for many, many years, and happy anniversary to Jerry and Vicky Pate today. All right, we got to move out of here. Stretch is coming up next. Stay tuned for that. Thanks to Jerry Hill, the professor who was on with us. Lord willing, we're back tomorrow in the 2 p.m. hour, but keep it here for Stretch. Then Matt Mosley and Aaron sitting in the same spot that he is right now the rest of the afternoon here on ESPN Central Texas.
I consider this kind of a tennis town.
This is ESPN Central Texas.
When storms come and your roof gets damaged, who are you going to call? Call Tanner Roofing today. Family owned and operated since 1956, they specialize in residential, commercial, industrial, and repairs. Fully licensed and insured and serving areas within 60 miles of Belton. Offering free estimates and discounts to active military and veterans. Call Tanner Roofing today for all your roofing needs, residential or commercial. Tanner Roofing, the team you can count on. TannerRoofing.com.
Discounts for qualified buyers only. See dealer for details.
Celebrate American quality and value during the Red, White, and Blue Sales Tag Event at Richard Carr. You got to drive it to believe it. The Buick Envision and Enclave offer a whisper quiet drive and first-class interior for thousands less than the comparable luxury SUVs. During the Red, White, and Blue Tag Sales Event, save thousands on the 2025 midsize Envision or the 3-row Enclave. Go online and get here now and save at Richard Carr Buick.
At Richard Carr, we give you more.
Slovacek Sausage has found a great home in Central Texas, and we're growing with you. We have found so many ways to celebrate all the great things about Texas. Football, family, and friends, and so much more. We have all of the barbecue, specialty meats, and over 35 kinds of kolaches to make your next meal or gathering a great success, and we do all the work. If you're on the road, we have the best place for your pooch to stop and stretch with our beautiful dog park. So with the hospitality of Texas and our Czech heritage, vítame vás. That means we welcome you. At Slovacek's, you'll love our sausage.
On the road again, Camper Repair and Robinson is your one-stop RV repair shop for trailers, motorhomes, even enclosed trailers. Plus, they can even customize your RV. Their experienced technicians can repair and replace everything from your generator and AC to your slide.